Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. Over. Victor Echo 3 Tango Bravo Delta. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. I read you not too loud and a little bit noisy, but it's readable. Good afternoon, everybody, at the Canterbury High School in Ottawa. Please go ahead with the questions. Well, that's a very interesting question, Malene. Well, you surely get an adrenaline rush when the spacecraft lifts behind your back and hurtles you in space, and then the same when you come back. It's different when you are in space and actually around the Earth, and because it's just a regular work, but it's exhilarating going out in zero-G and learning a few things. So I wouldn't call it an adrenaline rush. I would call it an adrenaline constant level, not too high, low, but very nice. And yes, this is my passion for space. Over. Eddie, well, once you are selected as an astronaut, there are special training that they are given by the space industry and national agencies. But to become an astronaut, to apply for becoming an astronaut, you just need a degree in science, a good health, and a good social skill. So these are skills that are useful every day, and you really don't need to do anything else more than apply yourself and be good. Over. And Perry, yes, first of all, we do a lot of testing on ourselves, and I classify myself and my colleagues as an animal because that's where we are. And the second thing is that periodically we have also other kind of animals. At this moment we have just colonies of little worms about a millimeter long, and we just check how they behave in zero-G, how the microgravity and the radiation environment changes their living. Over. You never need in space. For example, I don't wear shoes, and the only time I really wear shoes is when I'm running on a treadmill, and that's about it. So there are things that you really don't use, but it's really interesting, and I find myself going around, for example, with a pair of scissors all the time here, because scissors are very useful, and I usually don't go around with scissors in my pocket on Earth. So there are some things you need and some things you don't need. Over. Fairly drastic. Over.